There's a wall that they used to put chametz into it because there are holes in the wall to store chametz, and the wall collapsed. Even though generally we say that you have to have 3 tefachim of earth or rubble on top of it in order for it to be considered that it's out of your domain, here, even if it has less than 3 tefachim, you're still not required to make a bigger chametz. He's concerned that you may get bitten by a scorpion. They are frequently situated in these places. Now, there's a din of shulchan mitzvah in the zok. There's a special protection for somebody who's doing a mitzvah. So why are we concerned over here? It doesn't seem to be a very major concern about these scorpions. It says, Chashin Hashem Achash V'yashem Zikosah She'ein O'yistrik B'mitzvah Yechabes Achal Matzah She'nevedoy Yoli De'Sakona. Concerned that when you're not O'yistrik B'mitzvah, you're going to look for something else that you lost over there, and then you won't be protected by the mitzvah and you'll endanger yourself. V'hani Mila B'Sam. Well, this is talking about a case where you're not sure if there was chametz out of the Yidulah She'ish Tafel chametz. There's clearly chametz under the rubble. Im Ein Olov Zoyle Shlesha Tfachim Tzoch Leitzir Misham B'mon L'Chatzina B'in She'in V'Sakona. Over here, since there's vader chametz over there, then you are required to dig it out with a shovel or whatever in a way that you won't endanger yourself. But if there are 3 tefachim above it, then it's enough to have the bittul, because mikra, then you're not over on such chametz because it's buried under the ground. In the case where there was less than 3 tefachim and you didn't take it out, then even if you mevatel it, if you open it up after Pesach, the chametz will be awesome. So the rule is that we don't rely on bittul by itself. Bittul removes the aser deraisa, we still made a knas to aser the chametz that one has in his possession. In the case where there's more than 3 tefachim, the shabur brings it to machlekes rishonim, whether in bittul over there is deraisa or derabbanan. Some say that, like we said, that once it's tomen, buried under the ground, since you didn't intentionally bury it, it just got buried under the ground, it's not considered motzi b'shusla. No, it's a deraisa. Others say there is a deraisa, and therefore the din people over here will be a din deraisa. In the case where there was 3 tefachim above the chametz, and then after Pesach you took off the rubble, it will be mut.